This year is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, and we're going to begin on Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Nois and Tashal Toy Chabor, somebody could put a cooked dish in a cool, dry pit, Bishvil Shishamr, in order that it should remain preserved, keep the cool. And we'll explain in the Gemara why what's the Havamina that it should be Asr. Vesamayim Ayofim Beramim, somebody could put good water into stale water, good water in a jar, in stale water, b'shvil shi'tzananu, in order that they should cool off. Again, what the chiddush in this din is, we'll learn in the Gemara. That's a tzon b'chamim, you let it put cold water in the sun, b'shvil shi'chamim should get warm. As the Gemara explains, because there is no issa bishul in the sun directly, so since here you're putting it in the sun, there is no issa bishul. Continues the Mishnah. Mishnah Nishu Kaleb Derech Mamayim. Somebody was walking and his garments fell into the water. The halach is mahalch mehen. He could continue walking in them. Veina Chayshish, he doesn't have to worry that he's going to be doing the melacha of schita, of melabein, of washing the clothing. So the Magen Avraham explains, because of Kavod HaBriyos, that a person shouldn't have to take off his clothing, Chazal did not make him remove his clothing. Higi l'chotzer chitzayna. Once he arrived at the courtyard, so he doesn't have to worry about that he's not wearing his clothing. Shoyt b'chama. He could spread them out in the sun in order to dry them. Avloik nagra'am, not in front of people, because we don't want people to think that he washed his clothing on Shabbos. There's an interesting machloik is here. When we say Misha Nashu Kalev, that his Kalev got wet, his garments got wet, what was the story? Is it that he was wearing the garments, and while he's wearing the garment, he got wet? But if he was carrying the garments, and that's how they got wet, we would not have this heter? Or is it even in a case where he's carrying the garment, and if it got wet, he still could carry it home as long as he's careful not to squeeze it out? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, it depends if he has other garments or not. It doesn't depend as much if he was wearing it or not. It depends if he has other garments, then he should try to avoid holding these garments. If he doesn't have other garments, then he's allowed to hold them no matter how they got wet, whether if it was while he was wearing them or if it was while he was carrying them. So the first thing that the Mishnah said was that a person could put a cooked dish into the bar in order to preserve it. Ask the Mapshita, obviously, why not? We should be concerned that the person is going to straighten out the bottom of the pit, which we've learned many times is asur. We don't have such a gzeirah. You could put good water into stale water to cool it off. Again, ask the Gemara Pshita, it's obvious. Answers the Gemara, you're right. This halach is obvious. The chiddush is safe, it's truchalei. That you're allowed to put cold water facing the sun, that the sun warms it up. Says the Gemara, Hanami Pshita. That also is poshit, because the halach is that there is no bishul in the sun. Answers the Gemara, we should not allow you to put something facing the sun because we're afraid you may put it into coals. Putting into coals, even if those coals were warmed up by the sun, and certainly if they were warmed up by the fire, is asr, as we learned earlier in the Masechta. Kamashmalan, we didn't make such a gzera. So we learned Misha Nishrei, some whose garments fell into the water, could walk in them, and we're not geyser that he's going to come into schita or kibbutz. Amar Yehuda Merav, Kam Makom Sha'asr Chacham Ibn Maris Ayin. We have a rule. Wherever Chazal said something is Asr because it looks like he's doing the wrong thing, Afil B'chadri Chadarim, it's Asr. It's Asr even in the most private room. Why? So there are two reasons. One reason is because you really never know who's looking. You think you're in the most private place, but people may see. Another reason the Rishonim give is that we're concerned that if we're going to allow something to be done privately, ultimately, it may be done even in public. It's important to note that the Rishonim say that the Isser of Maris Ayin only applies by something where there's a question that the person might have done a deraisa. Issa deraisa, like an algamar, that he might have been either kibus or schita. But where there is no question that the person was over Issa deraisa, there is no Issa maris ayin. So ask the Gemara to now, we just learned to now Mishnah, Shaitchen Bechama, you could spread out the clothing in the sun, Avloik Negram. But not that people should see. But if there's an Isra Maris Ayin, so it should be always Asr. Answers the Gemara, Tanahi. It's Machlok Tanoim. The Tanya, Shaitchen Bechama, Avloik Negram, like our Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Oysrim. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon say that it's also even a secluded area. Rav that said Maris Ayin is also in Chad V'Chadorim wasn't paskening like our Mishnah. He was paskening like Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. Rav Huna. Hamanah Talesa B'Shabbos, somebody who shakes off his cloak on Shabbos from dust, Chayiv Chatas. That is a very fundamental Machloikus Rashi and Tosfos how to learn this Gemara. Rashi learns that the issue here is that he's washing it off, he has dust on his clothing, he's trying to clean off the dust, and there's an Isser Libun, Isser Kvisa, even when you take the dust off. Tosfos and the Rambam disagree with Rashi. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains why do they disagree with Rashi's Pshat, because Rashi himself said that Kibbutz Libun is only passable where there's water involved. So if you're just shaking off dust, there is no Kibbutz Libun. So that's why they learn Pshat is that the Beged got wet. And that's why there's an issue of Kibbutz Libun. So the Sharatzion explains what is Pshat and Rashi. So he says a very interesting Pshat, Lahalocha. He says, if you're washing a garment, and even after you wash it, there will still be a stain, then there's no Issa Libun unless you used water. But if you're washing a garment, and there won't be a stain after you do whatever you do, then there's no necessity for water to be there for it to be an Isser Libun. Here where you're just shaking off the dust, and after you shake off the dust, the garment will be perfectly clean, even though there's no dust, Rashi says there will be an Isser Libun. However, says the Gemara, V'loy Amaron El Bechadati. This was only said regarding new clothing. There's a machlokes rishonim. What does new clothing mean? The Beis Yosef says that it's a garment that has never been washed. The Rambam says that even garments that were worn and washed, as long as they look fresh and clean, that's called new. Avba tiki, regarding old garments, less lumbar, there's no problem. Furthermore, v'lo yamar el ba'uchmi was only said regarding black garments. Abu chivri v'sumki, white or red ones, less lumbar. Again, there's no problem, because for who the kapra layu? All the above applies when the owner of the garment is particular about being clean. So the way most mefarshim learn, and this is the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, it's not necessarily dependent on the color or on the newness. The point is the kapra layu. The point is that if you're particular, then it's usr. And if you're not particular, then it's mutter. The Gemara just says, usually, on new begotten, people are particular. On black begotten, where the dust is very noticeable, people are particular. On white begotten, the dust is not that noticeable. On old begotten, people aren't that particular, and that's why it's mutter. So it really depends on the particularity. Ula ikla pumbadisa. Says the Gemara, Ula came to pumbadisa. Chaz rabbanon the kamnaf siklafayu. He saw the rabbanon was shaking off their coats on Shabbos. Amar kamachal loin rabbanon Shabbos. They're being mechal Shabbos. Amar lahu Rabbi Yehuda said, Nefutz leva'ape. Continue shaking off your clothing. Anan lo kaptin amidi. We're people that are not makbid, we're not particular, and that's why we're allowed to shake off our clothing. Ask the Sfasemis the obvious question. Obviously, they were particular. Because if they weren't particular, why would they be shaking off their clothing? Says the Sfasemis, and it's relevant to Aloch Lamaisa, that these people were generally not makbid. Just in this specific situation, for whatever reason, this one time they were makbid. Since normally they weren't makbid, they fall into the category of people who are not makbid, and therefore they could dust off their clothing, even in the situation when they are makbid. Abaya have a koika made Rabbi Yosef. Abaya was standing by Rabbi Yosef. Amlei, have likum soy, give me my cap. Chaz de ikatal alai. So he saw there was some dew on the hat. So according to Tosfos, this works perfectly, because according to Tosfos, everything in the Gemara is talking that it was wet, and that's why it's Liban. This is proof that they use not in for Rashi. Have a kamechasmas l'mesula. He was hesitant to give it to him. Amalei, on the third shadi, you could shake it off. And now like a p'tini midi, we're not particular about wearing something like this, and since we're not particular, there is no iser of kibbutz. Now, the Sfas Emes from this Gemara too brings out a very important issue, l'alocha. When we look at, we've been saying in our Gemara that we go after if a person is kopet, if he's particular or not. Now the question is, who do we follow? Who do we look at? Do we look at the person who's actually doing the shaking off the dust? Or do we look at the person who owns the baggage? So the Sfas Emes says that the point of this Gemara is to teach us that we go after the person who owns the baggage. What happened here was like this. Abaya was standing by Rabbi Yosef. Abaya didn't know if he's allowed to shake off. Abaya would never expect Rabbi Yosef to shake off his own clothing if he's there to dust off the clothing. Isn't it? It's Abaya, the Talmud's job, to dust it off. But Abaya is not the one that's going to be the determining person to determine if it's allowed or not. It depends on Rabbi Yosef. And since Rabbi Yosef told him that I'm not makbid, so therefore Abaya, who maybe for his own personal begodim would be makbid, was allowed to shake off the begodim, because the halacha is that we go, and that's the way to be, our halacha says also, we go busser, we follow the person who owns the begad in determining the kepeda. Now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky paskins that what about in a shul? A shul, there's really nobody that owns the things in the shul. So let's say something gets dusty. Is it mutter to shake it off or not? So Chaim Kanievsky says in a shul, we follow the gabbai. If the gabbai is particular, it's considered that the bailam are makbid and it's usser. If the gabbai is not makbid, then it's no problem. The question here is that the Mefarshim ask, why weren't Chazal geyser in a situation that I'm not makbid, that it should be usser, because maybe there'll be a time where I am makbid, and when I'm makbid, I'm being doing an issa deraisa. So the Mefarshim explained that two types of gezeres chazal. One type of gezeres chazal is Chazal said that if something is a melacha, even though midraisa may not be a melacha, melacha shein tzuruch leguf would be an example, dovah shein miskaven would be an example. Chazal said we consider this a melacha, even though midraisa is not a melacha. However, when Chazal say something should not be done because you may come to do something else, we can't determine when Chazal said such a gezeres and when then they didn't. And this Gemara is the proof. Now the question is, let's say somebody is particular and he did clean off his hat or clean off his begad, and now there's an issue of Maaseh Shabbos, that what he did should be usher because of Maaseh Shabbos, and that the halacha is that if it's done b'mezid, it's usher l'oil and void. So what's going to be the halacha if somebody b'mezid cleaned off his begad on Shabbos? Will he ever be allowed to wear it? It's machlokes apoiskim. The Shaul's Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim says that he will never be allowed to wear that begad again. However, all the Paiskim say that the Ben Ishchai says as long as he makes his begad again dirty, so he's not having any hanor from the Maaseh Shabbos, and since he's not having any hanor from the Maaseh Shabbos, he could then continue to wear his begad. It's important to note as we finish learning this piece of Gemara that the Mishnah Berurah says because of this, a person because of what we just learned, a person should be careful when he hangs up his hat in shul. He should hang it up in a place where it won't fall, because if it's going to fall, it's going to get dusty, and when it gets dusty, there's going to be all the shas that we just learned about kibbutz on Shabbos. So try to avoid coming into the shaila. So it continues the Gemara, and as Tosfos explains, the point of this next Gemara is, since we learned in our Mishnah that people's begodim got wet on Shabbos. So the Mishnah's talk, the Gemara is going to discuss various things that were done by people in order to avoid getting their clothing wet, and the Gemara is going to discuss what is or what is not mutter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hayoyt v'talos mekubelos menachos like seifa b'Shabbos. If somebody goes out from Rishus Hayochat to Rishus Rabban Shabbos wearing a folded cloak around on his shoulder, chayiv chatas. In other words, they used to wear a garment that looked like our talasim. It was generally worn, draped over the head and shoulders, that most of one body would be covered by it. If somebody took this cloak now and he lifted the back onto his shoulders, so it's only going up, it's going much higher, so now it's not considered a malbush anymore, since this is not the way it's normally worn, it's considered a masui, and therefore it's chayif hachatas for carrying. Tanya nami hochi, moichik sus hayoitzim betalaisos mikpalos umenochs aksefim b'Shabbos. They walk out with cloaks folded and resting on their shoulders on Shabbos. Chayam chates, it's considered that they carried. Says the Gemara, v'loik moichik soichik sus b'levad amru. Not only clothing merchants, al kol adam, everybody. Al shadak and shemoichim lotzus kach. This is the way that people who sold clothing usually wore it, because they wanted to show off the clothing, but they wanted to be careful that the clothing shouldn't get ruined, so they lifted it up, it shouldn't get worn. Continue the Braisa. A shopkeeper could go out on Shabbos into Rishus Rabbim. The shopkeeper who goes out on Shabbos with coins tied to his garment, chayv chatas, because that's called carrying. Not only a shopkeeper, el kol adam, everybody. El shadakel shel chenvoni losses kach. It was normal for the shopkeepers to go out that way, but the halacha is for everybody. And like the Miri explains, if it was only shopkeepers that went out that way, there would be no issa deraisa, because we learned if something is only a carrying, considered carrying for one group of people, it's not called hatzah. Says the Miri, other people would also regularly do this, and that's why it's considered haitzah. V'haratonim, it says, Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, what ratonim means. Rashi says ratonim is the name of a place. Tosfos says ratonim means messengers. So again, since they're messengers, so they're in a rush, so they want to pick up the clothing. Yoitzin besudrin shak seifim. They're allowed to go out with their kerchiefs folded on their shoulders. V'loi ratonim v'varamru, not only the ratonim, al kol adam. El shadak shuratonim lotzos l'kach, they go out normally that way. Since this garment was designed not to hang down far back in the back, to allow the messengers to run quickly while wearing it, so since this is the way it's normally worn, it's a malbush and not considered a masri. Amar Yehuda, he went out with a kerchief on his shoulder to the Rishus Rabbim and Shabbos. But for protection, what he did was, he took a thread and he wrapped it around his finger, to which he would hold on to the kerchief to ensure that it would not fall. When this shayla came to Chum Amru, I feel like ain't me kruch le betzbayi. Even if he wouldn't have this thread around his finger, he would be allowed to wear it. Since this is the normal way of wearing this beged, as we just learned, it's mutter. Darash of Nachem Barav Chiz Mishmeid Rav Chizda. Halacha, the halacha is, apish ain't me kruch le betzbayi, even if he doesn't have the thread around his finger, it's mutter. Ula ikle bay asi barhini. Bamine. And they asked the following question. Ma lasis marzei b'shabbos. What's the halacha regarding making a gutter on Shabbos? So it's a very fundamental machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn this Gemara. Rashi learns that the marzeif means that they used to have very long robes, and what they used to do was they used to lift them up and make like ruffles, look like pockets. And the question here, according to Rashi, if making these ruffles is mutter or asur, it's a question of makom patush. According to the Rambam and Tosfos, the issue in the Gemara is not about making ruffles, and it'll be a question of makom patush. The issue is that these cloaks were normally draped over the people's hands, Now, if they put on the person's shoulders, is that considered haitsa? Also, last is marzah b'shabbos. It's also to do it on Shabbos. Asking about my marzah, Amar Zera, kisi bavloisa. These are the bavloin packets, which again, according to Rashi, means the ruffles, and according to Tosfos, it means that they put them on the shoulders. Rav Yirmi have Yosef Kamei Rav Zera. Amalei, hachamai. If somebody folds it this way, what's the law? Amalei osur. Vachamai, what's this way? Amalei osur. Amra papa, nekoit hakla biyotcha. This is the rule. Kol adat lechnufei, anytime the fold is meant to keep, gather up the garment, osur. Kodlus nas, but if it's only done to make the garment more attractive, shari, then it's mutter. He used to beautify his cloak by arranging these folds, and the way, and the Mefarshim explained that it wasn't permanent, and since it wasn't permanent, that's why it's mutter. The Meiri, based on Rashi's Pshat, says a very big chiddush. What are we saying here? That the issue was that they made these folds, that it should be also because of Makma Patish. And the Gemara is saying now that if it's not done l'kavua, it's not done permanent, it's mutter. Says the Meiri, from here we should may be able to paskin that let's say somebody's a seam and somebody's beged is coming apart. Is he allowed to pull the string to keep the seam together, even though certainly what it's doing is not permanent, because it'll certainly loosen up again, still, it may be mutter, just like here, if he's only doing the ruffle to beautify the beggar and it's not permanent, then it's mutter. One time Rebbe went to the field in Shabbos, he took the two sides of his garment, which were normally draped over his hands, and folded them on his shoulders. And they usually wore their garments over the arms like a cape. If you walk out this way, so the way Rashi explains, isn't there a chiyuv chatas? The way the Meiri explains is, yes, there may not be a chiyuv chatas, but there may not be an issa d'raisa, but there certainly is an issa d'rabbanon. So how are you walking out this way? Amalei, so Rebbe said, did that Rebbe at Meir at Kan? Rebbe was so careful that this is considered carrying, and Shilshi Rebbe Talisai. So as soon as he heard this, he unfurled his talis that he shouldn't be wearing it this way. He asked Ravan Amar, Lo Yeshua ben Ziris have it, wasn't Yeshua ben Ziris, El Yeshua ben Kafsoi Haya, it was Yeshua ben Kafsoi, Chayson Shabakiva, who was the son of Lord Rebbe Kiva. Omer, and he said the same line, Bezula Yechayiv Rebbe Kiva Chattis. Didn't Rebbe Kiva say that this is a Chiyiv Chattis? Omeloi did that Rebbe Kiva at Kan. Rebbe Kiva was so makbid, Shilshi Rebbe Talisai, and he unfurled the garment. Kiyos Rebbe Shmuel, by Yehuda Omar, Nishalitma. What happened was, not that Rebbe walked out this way, because if Rebbe walked out this way, it comes out that Rebbe did an Aveira. What happened was that he asked if he's allowed to, and they told him he's not allowed to. Says the Mishnah, Harech from Meimar Meitferia, somebody bathes in the water of a cave, or in the hot Tiberian springs, Vinistapeg, and then he dries himself up. A field of excellent toys with 10 towels, lo yivim biyodai. He's not allowed to carry them home. Why is not allowed to carry them home? We're talking, as Rashi explains, in a city where there's an Erif, so there's no problem of carrying, but the issue here is, we're concerned that he may do schita, that he may come to wring out this beged. Avala sora b'nei adam, but 10 people, Mistakin Beluntus Echos can dry himself out with one towel, Pnei Midein Reglayim, their faces, their hands, and their feet. And they can carry in their hands, and we're not concerned since many people are involved, so if one of them forgets, we're not going to be worried. Now the question is, how could anybody dry themselves with a beged? Isn't there a problem of schita? So the Mefarshim explain, the concern that you may come to Shechita is not a real concern, because since the Magen Avraham says that since people would not pay attention that we told them they can't wash and dry themselves on Shabbos. We never made a gzeira that you're not allowed to dry yourself because you may come to Shechita. What about why is there not an issue of kibbutz? So the Farshim say that there is no issue of kibbutz unless the towel that you're using is a dirty towel. But usually people use clean towels. So there's no problem with kibbutz. Furthermore, they say, even if it was a dirty towel, this would not be considered kibbutz. Because kibbutz is only relevant when you're doing it there of kibbutz, in a way that you're making it clean. Here, not only are you not making this beget cleaner, what you're really doing is you're making it dirtier when you dry yourself after you came out of a merchatz. Says the Mishnah further, Socher Mishamshim, and somebody in Shabbos can apply oil to skin and massage himself. Avloy Misamlim, but he's not allowed to massage vigorously. Avloy Misgardim, he's not allowed to scrape his skin. Now there's a Machloikis, Rashi, and the Rambam, why somebody is not allowed to be Misamlim. He's not allowed to massage vigorously. Rashi says, because it's an Uvda Dechol. And the Rambam says that usually a person who does this vigorously, it does it in order to be mazia, in order to perspire, which is the same reason people take medicine. And as we learned and we'll learn, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. So that's why Chazal included misamlim on Shabbos. So if somebody's going to be misamel without the goal of perspiring, so according to the Rambam it would be mutter. According to Rashi it would be asr. It's interesting. The Bi'ah Halacha paskins like the Rambam. The Mis'amlim is only prohibited if it's Kedei Lazi, in order to perspire, because then there's a concern of refuah. The Shulchan Harav paskins like Rashi, it's of the Dechol. Where would there be a relevant Nafkamina Lalacha Lamaisa regarding doing exercise on Shabbos? If the Isser is because of the Dechol, so doing exercise on Shabbos may be awesome. And that's the way the Shas Achuvus Melemed Lahoyal and other Paiskin Paskin. If the thing is only because of perspiration, a person that does exercise isn't doing it necessarily in order to perspire, and therefore it would be mutter to do exercise in Shabbos. And that's the way the Tzitz Eliezer Paskins. Ein Yodim L'Kaduma, we're now going to go into the Kaduma River on Shabbos, we'll explain in the Gemara, Ve'enois and Apoktoizim, that they used to take so much of food to make and vomit. The aim atzmas a cotton. We're not allowed to straighten out the limbs of an infant on Shabbos, as long as it's not a sakana. If it's a sakana, it's mutter. The aim magzir and sheva. We're not allowed to set a broken bone. Mishin nifka yada beragloi. If somebody's hand or foot became dislocated, leyitrufeim bitzoinen. He's not allowed to massage them with cold water. Aval roichet sukadarkoi, he could bathe according to his usual manner. For nisrapa nisrapa, so the way he explains that he'll wash himself in cold water, and then the cold water will run down on to this place that got dislocated and get healed. In introduction to learning the Gemara, we learned earlier in our Masechta that in Shabbos you're not allowed to take a hot bath. Why are you not allowed to take a hot bath even with water that was warmed up before Shabbos? Because Chazal made a gzeira that if we're going to allow you to take a hot bath on Shabbos, people may actually come to warm up water on Shabbos. Now, our Mishnah used the language for haroichitz, that somebody did it. Not that he should have. So explains the Gemara, and again, this is the way Tosfos and Ritva explain our Gemara. Ketanya may mara, that the water in the cave that was discussed in our Mishnah is dumi the Meitferia. It's similar to the Meitferia. Now, in the Meitferia, even though they're hot, you are allowed to take a bath, because there's no concern that somebody's warming up the Meitferia. The Meitferia are naturally hot. Now, ma Meitferia chamim, just like the Meitferia are hot, af may mara chamim. The may mara discussed in our Mishnah are hot water. And our Mishnah specifically uses the language of haroichitz, that he did it, it's after the fact, the evid in lechatchil aloi. Lechatchil you shouldn't supposed to do it. Mechlal, and what are you not allowed lechatchil to do? Lechatchil you're not allowed to wash yourself. Abulishtatev, if you wanted to shower yourself, kalgufoi, you would be allowed to use even hot water that was heated from before Shabbos. Afil lechatchil shabbidami, you're allowed to do that Shabbos. And dafka roichitz is also not lishtatif. Before we go into the Gemara, let's just remember that we learned earlier that the Mishnah Berurah says that our meaning is not to take any bath or shower on Shabbos, not in hot water, and not even in cold water because of Shechita. Mani, who's the Tan of our Mishnah that says that taking a bath in hot water is Asr, but taking a shower is Mutar? Says the Gemara of Shimon. It's going according to Rav Shimon. The Tanya we learned on a Braisa, Lo Yishtatav Adam Beim B'Techam Beim Mitzoynim. A person is not allowed to rinse his body, not in hot water, not in cold water. Divrei Rameya. Rav Shimon Matar. Rav Shimon says it's Mutar. That's how we just learned. Rav Yehuda Ayim B'Becham and Asr, and hot water it's Asr even to rinse yourself, but Tzoynim, in cold water, it's Mutar. The Nistapik, we learned Afil B'Esser learned it. You're allowed to dry yourself even with 10 towels. Says the Gemara, Reisha Vusuk, and then ten people could carry home even one towel. Says the Gemara, Reisha Vusuk Mashmon. There's a chiddush in the Reisha, the Sefer Vusuk Mashmon, and there's a chiddush in the Sefer. Reisha Vusuk Mashmon. The chiddush of the Reisha is the filo the hani the loy nefish b'mayim. Even the last towel. If somebody used 10 towels to dry himself, obviously by the time he got to the last towel, it isn't that wet. Still, Kiva the Charhu, since he's carrying it by himself, we're concerned that Oslo de Schita is going to come to squeeze out the water, and it's also for him to carry it home. The Sefer of Usuk Mashlon, the Sefer is teaching us the Chiddush, Afila Hani, the Nefesh B'mayim. You had 10 people using one towel, so obviously this towel was quite wet. Still, Kiva the Rabbananu, since we're dealing with a group of people, Mitkri Hadodi, they remind each other, and there is no Isser. The Gra uses this Gemara, La Loch Lamaisa. Where does he use it? He says that according to the Gra, laying the Megillus, like Megillus Kehelus, on Sukkis or Shir HaShirim on Pesach is a chiv, that, and that's why he says you have to lay it from a cloth, and that's why you have to make a bracha. Ask the Gra, so if so, just like we don't read Megillus Esther on Shabbos. Why? Gzeir Shem Yavirena Dalet Amos Brishus Rabbim. And we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. Gzeir Shem Yavirena Dalet Amos Brishus Rabbim. Ask the Gra, so why should we not be allowed to read Kohelis on Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Shir Shirim? Why are we not concerned? Shem Yavirena Dalet Amos Brishus Rabbim. So the Gra says like this. There is a nafkamina what the chiv is. The chiv of Megillus Esther, the chiv of the Kiyah Shofar is a chiv on every individual. Since every individual has that chiv, we're concerned that in his anxiety to do the mitzvah, Shem Yavirana Dala Amos Brishus Rabbim. He says, even if there's a chiv to read these Megillus on the other Yom Tovim, it's only a chiv on the Tzibur. And what do we just learn in the Gemara? That when you're dealing with a Tzibur, when you're dealing with a group, 10 people, then we have no concern, because one will remind each other. That's why there is no concern in such situations of Shem Yavirana Dala Amos Brishus Rabbim. A person could dry himself up with a towel and put it like in the lacquer in the bathhouse. However, he shouldn't give it to the bathhouse attendants. We're concerned that they're going to squeeze out the towels. Rav Shimon Omer, Mistapik Beluntus Achas, a person could dry himself even with one towel, or Mevia Biyad L'Toch Beisai, and he could carry the towel home in his hand. Omalai Abayel Rabbi Yosef. So Abayel said to Rabbi Yosef, Hilchasamai, what's the halacha? Omalai HaRab Shimon HaRabbi. We have Rav Shimon, we have Rabbi, HaShmuel HaRab Yochanan, Shmuel HaRab Yochanan, they all say that a person could dry himself off with a towel and bring it home. Where do we have all these mandamim? So first one, Rav Shimon HaDamarim, because we learned Rav Shimon explicitly says, the Mestapik Baluntas Achos, Omviya Biyad L'Tech Beisai. Rebbe, what about Rebbe? The Tanya. I'm a Rebbe. Kshemi Midin Torah Etzer Reb Shimon B'Tekoya. When we learn Torah by Reb Shimon and Tekoya, Hayimelin Shem Valuntus, we would carry the oil and the towel, Mechotz L'Gag, from the courtyard to the roof, Megag L'Karfif, from a roof to Karfif, because they're all Rosh Hashayochet, and as we learned earlier, according to Shimon, you could carry a beggar this way, Achin Magin Etzel Mayan Shainu Rachzenboy. Until we would reach the spring, we would bathe. So the way Tosfos explains the Gemara is like this. Tosfos says that Reb Shimon would go to take a bath, he wouldn't go with entourage. He would only go with one attendant. But the attendant would do all the carrying. Now the question is, if he did all the carrying, how are you allowed to carry? one person is not allowed to carry. So we see that you're allowed to carry, he holds like Rav Shimon, that you are allowed to carry the towel home. Ask the Mefarshim, what's the proof that you're allowed to carry it home? There was talking that he was carrying it to the bathhouse. Who says that once you're carrying it home, it's mutter? So the Mefarshim say, since obviously he was following Rav Shimon Shita, why? Because he was carrying Mechotz Lagag, Mekarfif, Mekarkif Lagag, that which is the Shita of Rav Shimon. So obviously he's subscribing to Rav Shimon Shita's, that you, just like he subscribes to Rav Shimon Shita in that way, he also subscribes to Rav Shimon Shita and the other way that you're allowed to carry the towel home. Now there's a very interesting Shaila that we can also glean from Tosfos. We learned in the Mishnah that if 10 people are carrying the towel, there's no problem. Because like we learned, Mitgiriyah HaDodi, they remind each other. Mefarshim ask, do you need dafka 10 people? Or the point is that it's more than one person. From Tosfos we see the point is that it's more than one person. Because what does Tosfos say happened here? That that the problem was that only the attendant was carrying the towel, not Rav Shimon. So we see from Tosfos, as long as Rav Shimon would have also carried the towel, even though it would have been only two people, that's already considered mutter, because it's more than one. Shmuel, where do we see Shmuel says that a person can carry a towel? Rabbi Yochanan, halacha, the halacha is mistapik adam baluntis, umivi biyadoi tech beisai. Ask the Gemara, mi am Rabbi Yochanan hachachi, did Rabbi Yochanan pass in this way? But Rabbi Yochanan says halacha k'stam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan always says the halacha is like k'stam mishnah, but tonight in our mishnah we just learned, mistapik afil be'esa luntis, even if one person dried himself with 10 towels, the halacha is lo yivim be. You're not allowed to carry it. And says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Hahu Bechnim is Nilah. Our Mishnah is not a Stam Mishnah, it's only going according to Ben Chechnoi. Om Rav Chibar Abba, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Halurian, the bathhouse attendants, Mevim Baalei Noshin Lebebani. Allowed to bring the women's towels to the bathhouse on Shabbos. Ovad, however, they should be careful, Shiskas Ben Rosh and Rabban, they should cover their heads and most of the body with the towels while they're walking with them. Otherwise, there'll be an issue of Haitzah. Sekinasai. There was a garment called a Sekinasai, which was a kerchief which was wrapped around the person's head as he left the bathhouse. Tzorach, says the Gemara, if you want to wear this kerchief, Tzorach L'kash Shnei Rishalamata. He has to tie the two ends on the bottom to be careful it shouldn't fall off his head. Amr Rav Chibar Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan L'matim Kusvai. Below means below the shoulders. And Tosfos explains, since this kerchief was a very light material, so there's a real concern that it'll fall off. That's why Chazal said you have to be very careful to tie it when you wear it. Rav said to Bnei Mechuzah, "Ki mavir samani l'bnei chela." When you bring garments to the shoulders on Shabbos, when soldiers used to come to the city, as we had many times, they had to provide for them food and dress. Shaviva v'olamatm kusvayu. Make sure that the garments hang below your shoulders, because otherwise it would be considered you're carrying it. So we learned in the Mishnah, "Sochen amisham shemin." On Shabbos, we're allowed to apply oil and massage the body. Tana bottom. Sochem Misham Shem Bnei Mayim Shabbos. You're allowed to put oil and you're allowed to massage the stomach in Shabbos. Or Vach La Yas Gedev Shas B'Chol. He has to do it differently than he does during the week. Otherwise, there would be an Isser, as Rashi says, of the Dechol. Heichi Ovid. How is it considered you did it different? Rav Chama Bechanina Amma. Soch. First let him rub on the oil of Akak Misham Shem, then massage the skin. Rav Yochan Amma. Soch. He rubs the oil and massages the skin simultaneously. Avlam is amlam, but you're not allowed to massage vigorously. Amr b'chibar abba amr b'yochanan. Osul adam b'kakiyosus shal demyosus. A person is not allowed to stand in the mud of the demyosus river. Neshimamelus merapa. It invigorates and heals the body. Amr b'yudam merav. Kol yemesh shal demyosus. Esr v'echajem. There are only 21 days in the year when this Demyosus River works, heals. That Tzeres min aminyan, and Shavuos is included in those 21 days. Ask the Gemara, Bailu, at Tzeres lahai gisa or lahai gisa? Is Shavuos at the beginning of the 21 day period or at the end. Toshma, Darmishmu, Kula Sheknei, all kinds of drinks that people drink for refuah, Medivcha Atzaret Ma'al, is good from Pesach to Shavuos. So obviously, Shavuos is at the end. So the Gemara, there's no proof. Dilma, Hossam, regarding those drinks, the Kama, the Kara Alma Mali. As long as the world is cold, those drinks work better. Avohocha, here Mishum Havlahu, the reason you're doing this is because of the vapor coming up from the hot earth. And Kim the Chama Alma, when the world is warmer, Tvei Mali, it's better. And therefore, Shavuos may be the beginning. From here we see that a refuah works best from Pesach to Shavuos, which is the month of Iyar. So Chassam Sofer says that the word Iyar stands for Ani Hashem Roif'echa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our, that's the time where a person can have refuah. And there's a Gevaldige Wort from Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel says that the Gemara says that Kol HaMavazah Talmud Chacham Ein Refuah L'Makosai. That if somebody embarrasses Talmud Chachamim, there is no refuah to his makam. So he says pshat like this. We know that during the time between Pesach and Shavuos is the time of Sfira that we're in mourning. Why are we in mourning? Because the Talmid Rabbi Kiva died in that time. Why did the Talmid Rabbi Kiva die in that time? They didn't treat each other with respect. So now the Gemara, now we can understand. Even though it was from Pesach to Shavuos, which we just said is the time of Iyar, which we just said is the time of Ani Hashem with Echo, people get healthier, but if somebody embarrasses Talmid Chachamim, anyway, refuah makasai won't have a refuah in the time, even the time where he's most likely to have a refuah. Continues the Gemara. Amav chelba chamra to pergisa, the wine of pergisa, or ma'ayi de dimasus, and the water from dimasus, kipchu aseres shvatim Yisrael, made that the aseres shvatim should go into Gaulus, because they got hooked onto this Olam Hazeh, to these wonderful things, and they forgot how to act properly, and that's why they went into Golus. Rav Elazar ben Aruch Iklal Hasan. Rav Elazar ben Aruch came to the area of Pergosa and Demyosa, Imshe Basrayu, and got attracted to these things. So there's a Medrash in Kohelis Rabba, which gives the background to the story. He says Rav Elazar ben Aruch was one of the five Talmidim of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. When Rabbi Yochanan died, his students established the yeshiva in Yavna. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch did not follow them. Rather, he went to this place of Demosis where they had this water and wine, and he expected, since he was the most significant of the Talmidim, that the other Talmidim would follow him. What happened was, actually, that they remained in Yavna, and what happened to him we're going to learn now. He got so attracted to this Olam Hazeh and forgot his learning. Kihada, when he came back, also kam le mikri b'sifra. He wanted to learn lane from the Torah. Baal le mikri achodesh azalochem. He wanted to read the parasha, the parasha's by of chodesh hazalochem. Omer instead he said hacherish har libam. The heart was silent. He forgot even how to read a parasha. Boy Rabban Rachmele, the Rabban and Davin for him, for Hada Talmudai, and he remembered his learning. The Hainer the Tanan, Rabbi Nura Oimer, have a goyel makom Torah, go to a place of Torah. That time you should tov erech recha. Don't make the same mistake Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said that the people will follow you. Shechavreah bekamer beyadecha. Your chaverim will cause it to remain with you if you are with them. Vabinoschah tishon. Don't rely on yourself and remain by yourself. Tana loy Rabbi Neroy Shmai, his name wasn't Rabbi Neroy, Rabbi Nechem Yishmai. Rabbi Neroy, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Shmai, his real name was Rabbi Loy. V'lam Nikol Shmai Rabbi Neroy, why was he called Rabbi Neroy? Shemana Eina Hakam Ba'alocha. He illuminated the eyes of the sages in a manner of Ha'alocha because he was such a big Talmud Chacham. So there's a beautiful word from the Kedushas Tzion in explaining this whole Gemara with Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. The Kedushas Tzion asks a fundamental question. We know, as it says in Pirkei Avos, mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Somebody does one mitzvah, then he does another mitzvah. So he asks, everybody's done a mitzvah, so how come we see people who do mitzvahs are still doing averus afterwards? Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. So he says, it depends on the what circumstances the first mitzvah was done. if the first mitzvah was done l'shem shemayim, then it will cause other mitzvahs to come. But if the first mitzvah wasn't done l'shem shemayim, then other mitzvahs won't come. Rabbi Lezer was a person who learned a lot of Torah, yet he was leaving that world. He was he forgot his learning. He said, "How did that happen? Don't we know mitzvah gereres mitzvah?" So he said, "Acherish hayalibam." His heart was silent. He obviously did not do his first mitzvah l'shem shemayim. Rabbi Lezer was saying about himself, and that's why his Torah wasn't able to protect himself. When the Rabbanim saw that's what Rabbi Lezer was saying, and they knew that he had done his first mitzvahs l'shem shemayim, so they davened for him, chas v'sholem, avadi you did your first mitzvahs l'shem shemayim, and that's why his Torah came back to him. And that's why the Mefarshim explain that in Shabbos we sing in the Zmirois, yoyim shebosen ein l'shkoyach, zichron kareich anichoyach. And some people are careful to say that Zmirois by every one of the Sudas. What's pshat? Yom Shabbos, on Shabbos we drink wine and we eat all sorts of delicacies, which we just learned now in the Gemara, can cause a person, Chas v'Shalom, to forget his learning. Says the Gemara, Yom Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos, and even though we're eating all these delicacies, Ein Lishkoyach, we will not forget our learning. You know why? Because Zichroi Kareyach HaNichoyach, the food that we eat on Shabbos, is L'Shem Shemayim, it's Kareyach Nichoyach, it's L'Shem Shemayim, and therefore, even though we're having Olam Hazeh, we have nothing to worry about. But we learned in the Mishnah, continues the Mishnah, Avaloi Miskardim. We're not allowed to scrape the skin on Shabbos. Tana Abonin. Ein Gorim B'Megeris B'Shabbos. We're not allowed to scrape the skin on Shabbos. Shimon Gamaliel Omer. Im Hoi Raglav Melechlechs B'Titim B'Tzoy. But if his body was dirty with mud or waste, Gorim Kedaka, he could scrape it off normally. Vein Echoshes. He has nothing to worry about. Only when somebody's scraping off his skin for physical relief, that looks like of the decholon, it's osur, but it's to get himself clean, it's mutter. Rashua by Yehuda, avdalai ima megar to the kasper. Rashua by Yehuda's mother made him a silver scraper to use in Shabbos, so it would not be an of the decholon, because it was special for Shabbos. Ramosha says, this is the makar where the Mishnah Brewer takes his psak, that on Shabbos somebody should have a special comb. Just like here, the Gemara says he had a special scraper, a silver one, so too people had special combs for Shabbos. Ein yard in the kodima, we learned you're not allowed to go down to the kodima. My tama, what's the reason? Mishum pika, because the danger of slipping. So Rashi says, since there's a concern of slipping, and you'll get your clothing dirty, the issue will be schita. Says the Karban Asanel, that according to this, that if you're not wearing any clothing, you're allowed to go there, because there's no concern of schita. But the Rav says, the concern is a sakana. Since it's slippery, a person may chas v'shalom slip and hurt himself. But according to the Rif, it's not only on Shabbos that you should be also to go there. Even during the week, it should be also to go there if there's a sorrow. A sakana. Ve'enoy sabakatoizm in Shabbos, you now take this abakatoizm which makes you vomit on Shabbos. Om Rabbi Bachan, Om Rabbi Yochanan, lo yishan al basam. You now to take a medicine to induce vomiting. Al b'yad, to induce vomiting by hand, that's mutter. With a medicine, it's also at shchikas amon. Tanya of Nechemya Yomer apachal osur. It's also to do this during the week. They have some oichlim because it's considered wasting food because what they used to do was vomit in order to be able to eat more. Said Rishonim. So if somebody is doing this just to be able to eat more, it's osur. But if he's doing it for refuah and he just induces it without a medicine, it's mutter. The aim of absence of cotton, so you're not allowed to straighten out the limbs of an infant. Amar Rabbi Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lefuke yinuk b'Shabbos, wrapping an infant on Shabbos is mutter. Ask the Gemara of Anantanan aim atzvan, that you're not allowed to do it. Answer the Gemara, Hasm b'chum reshedra. Our Mishnah is speaking of aligning the spinal vertebrae. That, it's talking about something that a vertebrae slipped from its proper place in the spine. As long as it's not an emergency, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Why? The Mechsika Boina. It looks like you're doing the Melechsika Boina. But just wrapping a child in this blanket just makes him more comfortable, and therefore is mutter.